Do you know which Jews have political power in Australia and why? These are some of the players you need to know about. There are many others. Davir Abramovich is chairman of the Anti-Defamation Commission, ADC, a former division of B'nai B'rith in Melbourne. John Gandell, one of Australia's 10 richest men, he owns the mammoth Chadstone Melbourne shopping mall. He is a major funder of the ADC and the Liberal Party, alongside other Jewish billionaires such as Anthony Pratt, whose family owned the Visi packaging company. Harry Trigoboff is a prominent apartment developer in Sydney. Through billionaires like Gandell, who fund the ADC, Abramovich has access to policymakers in government at the state and Commonwealth level. This is how he is able to successfully lobby governments to introduce laws that favor the Jewish community at the expense of free speech in Australia. Manny Wax, brother of Avraham Sholem Wax, which is his real name, is Jews have a habit of using aliases. He was previously the executive officer of the B'nai B'rith ADC and also founded the Online Hate Prevention Institute. Jewish billionaires in Australia are working alongside dual nationals of Israel, such as Abramovich and Wax, to shape the laws of our country, remove free speech and align Australia with the apartheid ethno-state of Israel, which otherwise would be boycotted, divested, and sanctioned for Palestinian crimes and having a covert nuclear arsenal of weapons of mass destruction. The ADC uses the Holocaust narrative to garner sympathy from the Australian community. It's weaponized against the Australian public and against our interests. No other race gets permission to indoctrinate Australian children in schools. Not the Uyghurs, Palestinians, Sikhs, or Kurds. Nothing is taught about the Holodomor, wherein mainly Jew Bolsheviks starved over 40 million Cossack ethnic Russians in the 1930s in Ukraine, which is the real Holocaust of the 20th century. Yet the fabricated Jew Holocaust is given precedence for the politics of pity. If Iran is sanctioned, so should be Israel. This is what the Jewish watchers are watching for. To use their power and step on any the questioning of domestic Jewish mischief or the international Israeli menace. John Gandell is the primary financier of Holocaust education in Australia. A large amount of public funds have also been spent by governments on Holocaust education and museums in Australia. Gandell should not have access to Australian children. Why are foreigners and dual nationals allowed to subvert our country using our public funds to produce Jewish propaganda to the detriment of Australians? This has to stop. The first step is to make the invisible visible. Share this and start talking about invisible Jewish power in Australia and the deep pockets money pulling the strings of our disloyal politicians and policymakers.
I wish to highlight that the last letter of the Torah just completed is the Hebrew letter Lamed, and the first letter of the Torah is Bet. Together, they spell Lev, the Hebrew word for heart. The foundation for learning Torah is to have love for God and love for all of humanity.
Can I say that the word Torah means instruction? And ever since it was handed down to Moses at Mount Sinai, it has been the basis of our religious and moral obligations, as well as our civil laws.
All of the distinguished guests who've come here this morning to share in this proud declaration of what a great country Australia is, with this first signing of a Torah scroll in Parliament House. Los Manas,
Perfect.
There we
That's
go.
Great. All right. That is enough for me.
You've got
enough.
And do you
want to
hold this as well?
Yes.
Put one more with.
That's great. Right,
thank you. And I will read this inscription. Gifted to the Honourable Zetsa Selja, Minister for Multicultural Affairs and Social Services, 2 November 2017 at Chabad ACT headquarters, with appreciation from Rabbi Shmuley Feldman and the Chabad ACT Jewish community. And this is the picture of signing of the final letters of the Torah in Australian Parliament House inaugural Torah completion ceremony, 19 October 2017.
Well, thank you, Rabbi. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. And it's great to be here. It's wonderful. We've examined here this multicultural centre, this Jewish community centre, but with a great multicultural feel. And I just wanted to, as the Assistant Minister for Multicultural Affairs, really express my solidarity with you and your community. You are very valued in our community, and the Australian government values you. And we know that there's been some distressing incidents in recent times. And obviously we condemn those, absolutely. Any sort of attacks on our Jewish community are absolutely unacceptable. So we condemn them in the strongest possible terms, and we just want to show solidarity with you. And I personally am very grateful to you for the great work you do in our community. So thank you very much for the gift, and it's wonderful to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure. Thank you. That's a beautiful picture. This will take pride in place.